Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here live in the studios of Worldwide KFUO with Andy Bates.
Good morning. So when I turn on my microphone, so I don't sound like I'm off in a cave.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, there's some two things we're never supposed to talk about, according to popular culture.
I'm going to go with one of those being taxes.
That's death politics. And taxes. Those are the two inevitable things, death and taxes.
Right. I was thinking politics, but taxes came right out of my mouth.
Yeah, they're related. So we're often told never talk about politics or religion. So being the rebellious sort of person I am, today we're going to talk about politics and religion.
Well, we talk about religion here pretty regularly.
Oh, we do, yeah. It's kind of ties into Witness Wednesday a little bit. So anyways, I was thinking about this. I've been traveling a lot, and the trip I took this week involved driving a distance, so I had lots of time to think and listen to the radio. And
no stranger sitting next to you this time.
No.
Usually on a plane, you sit next to a stranger. And
no one to witness to, so I had to think. And I was thinking about Donald Trump. And how, you know, I just don't understand why people are so excited about him. And, you know, he recently visited a Liberty University and, you know, he couldn't even quote the Bible right. And now he's come out supporting Planned Parenthood. And it's this huge mixed message. And I'm wondering, well, where are Christians in all this? Where's our voice? Apart from the evangelicals kind of trying to sort him out after his presentation. And it reminded me of Psalm 146. And in verses 3 and 4, it says, "Do not put your trust in princes and a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish." And this is a verse that I've often thought about in the context of American politics. Where do we, the people of God, where do we put our trust when these election cycles come around? Who's going to save us? Where's our hope? You know, is it in getting this candidate elected or some other candidate elected? Are we people without hope when our candidate doesn't get elected? Or do we feel like our whole lives and future are threatened because of some front runner who we fear is going to destroy our way of life? Where is our heart?
Sometimes we are like Jerusalem waiting for the Messiah, waiting for an earthly king.
Mm-hmm. And look what they did as they waited. They got impatient, they ran off, and they created these alliances with people who were not people belonging to God, and it caused all sorts of calamity and suffering, and horrible things happened. And I wonder if we don't find ourselves right back in that situation where we're willing to go out and forge alliances with ungodly people because they promote something that appeals to us and we want to put our hope in that.
That's a first commandment issue, isn't it?
And probably in some cases spans all 10 commandments very quickly. but... You know, this is Witness Wednesday, not Let's Beat Up Everybody Wednesday. If this is what we're doing as believers, where does that leave people who are not believers in Jesus, who don't have any idea of this is where our trust belongs?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one in whom we hope. They don't have that. So what do they have? Well, they have the Republican candidate or the Democrat mm-hmm. candidate or maybe the hope that some independent will come rushing in and save the day. They have nothing else in which to put their hope than what the psalmist calls princes, powerful men
mm-hmm.
or powerful women, as in our time, and a human being.
A son of man.
A son of man, not a son of God, but a son of man, a son of Adam, who no matter, you know, as in our media is quick to point out, all the shortcomings of any of our candidates. But we know theologically, because they're human beings, they're fallen and they're sinful and they cannot save us.
When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish.
Right.
His flesh.
His flesh, like us. Is that something to put our hope in? So we know better, but the people who without faith in Jesus don't. So this is where it ties into witnessing, where we can talk about religion and politics. when we are out there talking to people during these election years, we have these tremendous opportunities for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But do we find ourselves making use of those opportunities, or do we end up in this political discussion where we're no different than the people who don't know Jesus, and we're talking about our hope is in this candidate or that candidate or this policy or mm-hmm. this Supreme Court decision or some other thing that's really rooted in man rather than in Christ?
Sure. Are we demonstrating a lack of hope, a lack of trust?
So, okay, now we're talking about two landmines sitting side by side in the field of discussion, and we go out and say, oh, I just stepped on the religion and the politics landmine at the same time, blow up everything and say, oh, I don't want to even go there. Well, how do we approach this topic as a witness of Jesus Christ? Well, I'm going to suggest we use Lassie.
All right.
So we start by what? Listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listening. Now, when we listen to people, we're going to hear all sorts of political opinion and understanding, some of which we may agree with, some of which we may not. That's not important. But we're listening to people. We're trying to discern where are they putting their hope? What's really the issue behind the issue? Why are they so enamored with this particular candidate or issue or policy or decision or law? What's really behind that?
Mm-hmm.
What fear is there? You know, what uncertainty is there? What hope is there? So we're listening for that. And of course, we need to ask questions too. Listen and ask. And ask questions not to get into a political debate. but to ask questions to gain that understanding that we're seeking. So listen, ask, and seek, right? It's what is really this person's hope? Where are they coming from? Why do they have this burning passion for this issue or candidate or whatever it happens to be in the political realm? And why do they think it's going to make a difference, the difference they're looking for?
Hmm.
So if you can kind of imagine in your mind right now a person who you know who has just really on fire about politics. And you uh-huh. think of your last discussion, how did it go?
Trying to think of someone really on fire. These last two elections, nobody's really been on fire.
So for our listeners who have friends.
Maybe that's the case.
Oh, there we go. You know, we have these people who, we know people who are just, they're like so set on this issue or candidate or law or Supreme Court decision. And it's like, if you don't want to talk to them about it because you know they're just going to become mm-hmm. these fanatics. I would say as a witness of Jesus, talk to them about it, but talk in a different perspective, from a different perspective, in a different way. Listening, asking, seeking this particular thing. Where is this person putting their hope?
And where are you putting your hope?
Right. And so when you got that, you've got your point of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, and now you can share. Listen, ask, seek, share. Share what? Well, not a political solution. Not a contrary point of view on a candidate issue or ruling, but share the one in whom we actually do have hope. And there's only one.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Did I jump ahead of you?
You got it.
So, who made heaven and earth.
Yeah, it's not like the Bible just raises up problems for us and says, go figure it out. Here it is, right in front of us. Don't hope in men. Don't hope in the things of this world, politics, rulings, laws, legislation, decisions, all that kind of stuff. All that just stems from men, and it'll pass away. You know, the psalmist also tells us, you know, the word, you know, we're like what? We're like grass. Mm-hmm. We're just here for a little while and we blow away, all of us. And we want to share the good news that Jesus and his word stand forever. And he will not disappoint us. He will not fail us. And then we can invite people into a discussion of where real hope lies. Invite them to a place where real hope is found. Invite them to look at the world from a different perspective, because Christ has overcome the world, and greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And it just changes, it changes our hearts, but it also changes our perspective. Whoever gets elected in this next election, Jesus Christ is still Lord. He still rules over his universe. He's still coming again. We still have hope.
So really take comfort in the true doctrine of election.
There you go.
not this election.
The election that matters. election by grace. And so that's the listen, ask, seek, share, invite, and encourage. That's an encouraging word. That we have from our God, in whom we can put our hope with certainty.
Be brave, be a witness.
And be well.